Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us during these times of accelerating energies, during this amazing time of ascension, to remember, embody, integrate our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And this episode is the sound activation for the episode where we talk about the energies of this Sagittarius full moon. Sagittarius is the truth seeker, the archer, the one that is always seeking higher wisdom. So in this sound activation, we are going to call in wisdom, embody it. The aim is to embody what we need to know and to receive in order for us to align with our higher selves and a higher iteration of our experience as humans. If you are new, all you need to do is be open to receive a few little pointers before we get rolling. All you need to do is be open to receive long, deep breathing. Ideally, create a sacred container around you. Light a candle, light some incense. Really make this a sacred time for you to commune with your soul and to commune with your higher self and our spirit guides, the angels and archangels, the beings of light that guide us. Sound activations are energy healings. So I do invite you to make this a sacred space and be mindful of that this is an energetic transmission. So if you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, please tune in to another platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. We do not need or desire or want squirrely information getting in when we are opening ourselves to attune to higher frequencies. That would not be a good thing. So if you are listening to this on a platform, make sure that you know that they do not cut into the body of episodes with advertisements, okay? You can always listen for free on my website as many times as you want, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts. A little bit of more housekeeping would be to really allow yourself this time, so take an hour and 15 minutes or ish. Be seated or lying down, ideally lying down because it might be a little bit too long for you to just be seated. You can have an eye pillow if that calls to you. And one more thing, if you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. Save this for a time when you can truly dedicate this time to yourself, okay? So it's better to be safe. And without further ado, all you need to do is focus on the breath, close your eyes. You can have your right hand on your heart, your left on the womb space, or you can have both of your hands, palms up, at your sides, allowing the breath to take you deep into yourself. Inhaling deeply.
Activate the power of the word within us.
I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call on the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and lower waters of creation, asking that they flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation. I call in Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy, asking that you guide us into alignment, blessing us with emotional clarity, purifying and activating our hearts and our womb spaces. As we call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. Allowing the waters, the wisdom, to be anchored, grounded within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. Purify our energy fields of all that is not in alignment with our highest good. I call on Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery presence, asking that you guide us into alignment with truth, allowing us to receive, perceive, embody truth. Strengthening our connection to the truth, to our passion, to our purpose, as you bless us with courage, with strength, with hope. I call on El Shaddai to activate the Huba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with truth, with the soul, with the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call on the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. Purify our physical vessel, bless our creations as I call on Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy, ground us in your strength and courage, shield us with your mighty power. Allow your blue flame to purify our energy fields, purify our space, clearing anything that is dense and not in alignment with the light of creation. Allowing this cobalt blue flame to alchemize any dense energies and form a layer of brilliant blue protection around us and our space. I call on the Shekhinah, Holy Spirit, the divine feminine presence, asking that your golden light stream in from the cosmos, from the Avun, from the cosmic womb of creation into the Heter. As I call in Mary Magdalene as Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, I call in the Pleiadian frequencies, the seven sisters, the seven Hathors, frequencies of healing and unconditional love and activation and wisdom as we align with the divine feminine, allowing the waters of creation, the waters of wisdom, to be activated within us. I call in the Aramaic frequencies of this lunar cycle, the Resh that created Mercury and the Zayin that created Gemini. I call in the energies of this full moon in Sagittarius. I call in our guides, angels and archangels, light beings of the highest frequencies of love, light, and healing. I call in our star brothers and sisters, Pleiadians, Arcturians, Lyrans, Sirians, Andromedans. I call in the Lemurian frequencies, civilizations known and unknown that are encoded in our DNA, in our lineage.
Strengthening our ability to see, to perceive, to feel.
from the Bina, bringing the golden light to the right of the right shoulder into the Hesed, and to the left of the left shoulder into the Gevura. Allowing these two sephirot to be activated by the golden light. As we open ourselves to receive healing in our throat, clearing distortions anywhere that we have not spoken our truth, anywhere we have allowed ourselves to be silenced. Strengthening our connection to our voice, to communication, to the authentic expression of your desires, of your heart, of your soul through the voice. As we clear away from the throat and the etheric template any vows of silence, religious vows, ordinations, agreements, gag orders, vows of silence, allowing them to be alchemized by the golden light. Bringing the golden light into the Tiferet, into the heart, allowing our hearts to open, feeling the golden light warm and activate the heart and the high heart. Breathing the golden light into the heart space as we clear away guilt, resentment, pain, loss, heartache, dissolving the walls we build around our hearts, thinking they make us safe when they separate us from one another and from receiving unconditional love. Allow your heart to begin to open, receive. these two sephirot as we activate the solar plexus.
Vows of poverty,
all agreements entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously to curtail and control and manipulate our sacred sexual energy. Allow these to be purified and alchemized by the golden light. Of unworthiness, allow them to be surrendered into the golden light as we strengthen the Malchut, our connection to our incarnation, to our body, to the earth, strengthening our feeling of safety within our sacred vessel. Bringing our awareness back into the waters of the Yesod as we begin to see the golden light become stronger within the waters of your womb, beginning to form an energetic umbilical cord of golden light, taking shape and emerging from the waters of your Yesod. in this activation as we feel ourselves dissolve into the violet flame, calling in the Hathors, our spirit guides, angels and archangels, calling in the Ainam, the Hathor of the Ajna. What do we need in this moment to allow us to align with our light, with our soul, with the divine, and with the highest good for our soul, for our expansion, for our experience on this earth? parts of ourselves to this here and now moment. Feel yourself fully within the violet flame, and as you breathe, feeling all parts of you, envision yourself expanding from the violet flame to fill your brain, your head, your neck, your shoulders, your heart, your belly, your legs, your arms. Feel this infinite you that has emerged from the violet flame in every cell, every muscle, an organ in your body, every nerve filled with the infinite light of your soul. Breathe into your body, into your heart, into the womb, into the Yesod, as we call all parts of ourselves into this now moment. As we give thanks in gratitude to Mother Anna, the violet flame, our spirit guides, angels and archangels, light beings of the highest frequencies of unconditional love, to the Ainam, the seven sisters, the seven Hathors, our star brothers and sisters, Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, Yeshua Mashiha, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, we thank you, Sarat Amar. In gratitude to the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, an archangel, Raphael, to the south. Archangel Gabriel, the water, the Maya, and the Mayim, and the Shemayim. To the east, the fire, the Nuhra, an archangel Uriel. To the west, the earth, the Arha, Archangel Michael. In gratitude to the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine face of God, to the divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Allaha, to all of the light beings who guide us, to this full moon in Sagittarius, in the lunar cycle of Sivan, Gemini, the Aramaic frequencies, the creation frequencies of Resh and Sain. We thank you. In gratitude to ourselves for taking this time and for this space. Breathe in, feeling all parts of you in this here and now moment. Exhaling, wiggling your fingers and your toes, and opening your eyes. When you are ready. Ahava. Thank you for joining me for the sound activation. If you have not checked out the energies, the episode on the energies of this full moon in Sagittarius, please check it out. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe, all the things, 5-star review, all of that helps. And if you feel called to connect with me on social media, please feel free to find me on Instagram at Audia Lara and at Embodying the Shekhinah, where I share shorter format mini sound activations, little mantras, little energy updates, and of course on YouTube, where I share longer format videos at Audia Lara. All of that is linked below. You can feel free to revisit this sound activation as many times as you want, whenever you feel the call to align with the energies of wisdom, embodiment, sovereignty, truth, spiritual awakening, all of the things. Feel free to revisit this as many times as you wish. And until next time, have a blessed full moon. Allow it to illuminate you. Don't forget to drink plenty of water to ground. Pay attention to your dreams. Eat nourishing foods. Walk out in nature. Hug a tree. Sit your bum on the beach. Enjoy the sounds of nature. Commune with nature. All of that will help you ground your energy and embody the information, the wisdom that is being transmitted at this time.